Shalom Aleichem. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording from Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Nazir Daf Ches, Nazir 8a, pagination is 15, starting from the top of the page, Masnisin, a new Mishnah. Hareini Nazir Kisa'ar Roshi. A person accepts upon himself to be a Nazir, the number of times like the hair on his head, ucha'afar ha'aretz, or to be a nazir, like the amount of dirt that there is on the ground, ukechol hayam, or like the sand of the sea, hareze nazir olam. Such a person is going to be a perpetual nazir, umegaleach achas l'shloshim yom. And he's going to cut his hair every 30 days. Now, you may recall that we discussed a concept called a Nazir Olam, which is a person who accepted Nazirus upon himself forever. And the rule of a Nazir Olam, examples included Avshalom and Shmuel, was that such a person is allowed to lighten his hair every 12 months. And that's the case of a Nazir Olam, a person who's a Nazir forever. The term Nazir Olam is being used by our Mishnah, but it's being used in a different way, and its translation over here is not a Nazir forever, but rather a perpetual Nazir, a person who completes his Nazirus of 30 days and then has to do another one. And again and again and again, ad infinitum, because he accepted upon himself such an enormous number of times of Nazirus that he has to keep doing this 30-day cycle of Stam Nazirus Shloshim Yom. This is enormously different than the case of a Nazir Olam in the technical term, because a Nazir Olam is a Nazir forever, and therefore has the leniency of once in 12 months, lightening his hair. This particular person is not going to be lightening his hair per se, he's going to actually be shaving it off and completing one Nazirus after another Nazirus after another, for 30 days, for the estimation is his entire lifetime. Our Mishnah gave three examples of this, like the hair on my head, like the dust, the dirt of the ground, and like the sand by the sea. The Rambam in Gimel Vav of Nazirus explains this distinction of Nazir Olam and Nazir Olam, a Nazir forever or a perpetual Nazir because he just has to observe it so many times. The Rambam writes, Misha Omar Harini Nazir Shtei Nazirus O Shlosha O Arba. If a person says, I'm going to be a Nazir for 2, 3, 4 times, Hareza Nazir Kiminyan Sha'omar, Kol Nazirus Mehem Shloshim Yom. He's going to have to observe that number of Nazirus, and each one is a 30-day Nazirus. Uvesov Kol Shloshim Ushloshim, and at the end of every 30-day cycle, Megaleach, he shaves, Umevi Karbanosav, he brings the Karbanos, Umascha Limnos Nazirus Shania. And he begins again another Nazirus. The Rambam in the next halacha, for example, is going to give the case which is mentioned later in our Mishnah, that a person accepts upon himself the number of Nazirios of the days of the solar month. a solar year. A solar year is 365 days, and he's accepting upon himself that number of times, Nazirus. Well, 365 divided by 12 is going to take him approximately 30 years in order to fulfill all of these times of Nazirus. And now the Rambam explains the ramifications of contrasting the two types of the expression Nazir Olam. Afilu Omar, even if a person said, Hareini Nazir Meya Elef Nazirios. Even if a person said, I'm going to be a Nazir 100,000 times Nazir. She efshar sheyichye kizman hazeh, it's impossible for a person to live that long. Hare zemona achas, achar achas, at sheyomus. He's going to have to observe one after another until he dies. O at sheyashlem minyan nizirosav, or perhaps until he actually fulfills the number of times of his nazirus. Now, there's something a little bit confusing over here about this Rambam. The Rambam gives an example, 100,000 times Nazirus, and he says it's impossible that a person can live this long. And then he continues, by the way, and says, until he dies, unfulfilled, or until he fulfills it. So, for starters, let's wonder, what does it mean when the Rambam says that it's impossible for a person to live that long? Well, if it's 100 times Nazirus, 100 times Nazirus divided by 12 times Nazirus per year is only 8 years. To get 100. We discussed a moment ago, to get 365 times, like a solar year, would take about 30 years. A person can live 30 years. Even 1,000 Nazirios would take 83 years. A person can live 83 years. A person, let's say, is bar mitzvah, and he makes a neder to be a nazir 1,000 times. So 83 years later, when he would be 96 years old, he would have fulfilled his obligation. Why would the Rambam go on record and say that it's impossible for a person to live that long? Impossible? Impossible? And we give a bracha that a person should live like Moshe Rabbeinu, 120 years. Perhaps the correct way to read this Rambam is Meya Elef Nazirios, exactly the way it's written. He means to say 100,000 Nazirios. The person made a vow to observe Nazir 100,000 times. 100,000 times at a rate of 12 a year would require that he lives 8,333 years. And even Adam HaRishon was blessed with 1,000 years to live. He ended up living 930 because he gave 70 to David. But these are absurd numbers. And what the Rambam is saying on one level is a person can choose a number that's efsher sheyichye. It's impossible to live that long. That's just not the way Hashem created the world to live that long. And if you picked such a big number, you would be a perpetual nazir. But even though it's the amount that exceeds your lifetime, you're not going to be a Nazir Olam on a 12-month cycle of lightening the hair by cutting it every 12 months, but rather you're going to be on a 30-day cycle of Nazirios, trying to fulfill your vow repeatedly, one time after another. If you didn't pick such an excessive number, and the number is simply like not so logical that you'll live that long, but maybe you will. So the Rambam says, in that case, achayomos, until a person dies, o achayashlim, or until he fulfills his obligation, whichever it may be. It does strike us as interesting that the Rambam would choose the number 100,000. What's 100,000? Where does that number come from? And it is striking that when we do the Mishnah and we see a person make a vow like the sand of the sea, I don't know how much that is. Like the dirt of the earth, I don't know how much that is. But kisa'a roshi, like the hair of one's head, we do know how much that is. It's approximately 100,000 follicles, 100,000 hairs at any one time. And perhaps when the Rambam describes Nazir 100,000 times, he was coming from our Mishnah. And although he doesn't mention the hair on one's head, that's where he got this number, 100,000, as an example of a number that's enormously excessive. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.